RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news lines. First, the headlines. President Jokowi congratulates Indonesian squad after it beat Vietnam with score 2-1. Indonesian government frees PTTEP license. Vice President Kalas says sons indulging in show of force to settle issues. Now, news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo congratulated the country's soccer squad, Timnas Garuda, after it defeated the Vietnamese team in the semi-final of the Asian Football Federation Suzuki 2016 Championships on Saturday evening with score 2-1. The president stated after watching the match that he would like to congratulate the Timnas on their hard work. The head of state who watched the first leg of the AFF semi-finals pointed out that a victory of this kind was a very good start for the country's team. Hansamu Pranata scored the goal for the Timnas Garuda in the 7th minute while Boas Salosa found the target through a penalty kick in the 50th minute. Vietnam's solitary goal was netted by Nguyen Van Kuyet in the 17th minute, also through a penalty kick. Soon after the Timnas were declared the winner, Jokowi took time to meet all the Timnas players and coach in the field to congratulate them in person. While watching the soccer match, the president was accompanied by Speaker of the House of Representatives, Setia Novanto, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Commander of the Defense Forces General Gatot Nurmantio, and the General Chairman of the All Indonesian Football Association, Edi Rahmayadi. Indonesian government frees PTTEP licenses. The Indonesian government has finally decided to freeze the license and assets of PTT Exploration and Production Operations in Indonesia. The chairman of West Timur Care Foundation, Ferdi Tanoni, said on Saturday that it is an extraordinary step that the government had never predicted before. The decision was taken during a coordination meeting on maritime affairs led by the coordinating minister for maritime affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in Jakarta. The Indonesian government was forced to take legal action as Montara PTTEP Australasia oil operator failed to take up the responsibility of an oil spill incident that had affected almost 90% of Timor Sea waters in 21st August 2009. He explained that this is a humanitarian tragedy, which is difficult to explain, because people living in the coastal areas of East Nusa Tenggara had to live for more than 7 years in misery due to the Montara oil spill. Tanoni said that the decision to freeze the license and assets of PTTEP by the government would be immediately consolidated by the national team for the settlement of the dispute over the Montara oil spill incident in 2009 in Timor Sea, led by Hafaz Ogroseno, the first deputy of maritime defense with the office of the coordinating minister for maritime affairs. Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla has asked all parties to shun the approach of putting up a show of force to settle problems, as it results in a loss of time, inflicts costs, and leads to mutual suspicion. He said on Saturday, if such an approach were to become a routine activity, then a lot of time will be lost and much money will be spent. Besides, it will only lead to a lot of mutual suspicion. All this will burden the entire Indonesian nation. The Vice President made the remarks while attending the inauguration of the National Executive Board of the Indonesian Student Regiment Alumni Association at the Nusantara Building 4 in the Parliamentary Building compound. He noted that the Indonesian nation needs to strengthen unity, and the Vice President also added that as the world's fourth most populous country, Indonesia does not want to return to the era of the 1960s when the nation often saw masses being mobilized to prove who was greater. He also reminded the government does not ban any citizens from expressing aspirations, including by staging a demonstration, as this is the right of every citizen in a democratic country. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry's law enforcement efforts in eradicating environmental crimes across the country have shown positive signs, recovering more than 1 million hectares and preventing at least 22 instances of illegal logging during the past year. Rasio Ridosani, Director General of Law Enforcement at the Environment and Forestry Ministry, said in Jakarta on Friday that as seen from the last 17 operations conducted throughout 2016, the ministry managed to recover approximately 1 million hectares of land. If combined with the 27 operations conducted last year, approximately 4 million hectares of land has recovered. Rasio said that the ministry's law enforcement efforts to prevent destruction and protect forest conservation areas, protected forests, and production forests is based on a map of a forest crime vulnerability. Prevention and security include information dissemination, regular patrols, and recovery operations. He added recovery operations in forest areas, which cover 4 million hectares, are conducted to combat illegal logging and illegal use of forests for plantations, mining, resettlement, and agricultural cultivation. The last items. Indonesian Central Bank said there were signs that banks have started to lend more to clients and that loan growth may have rebounded in October from its lowest level since 2009. Judah Agung, Bank Indonesia's Executive Director of Economic and Monetary Policy, said on Saturday that based on commercial banks' daily reports to regulators, loan growth may have rebounded to 7.5% in October and could accelerate to 8.3% in November. The latest banking data showed that loans by commercial banks grew 6.47% in September on a yearly basis, its weakest in nearly 7 years. He said that the trend of rising non-performing loans had reached its peak and started to calm down. Well, listener, that was Newsline of Warna Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from the archipelago, which presents a variety of interesting information from across Indonesia in a week. The first news comes from Pematang Siantar, North Sumatra. A grand parade followed by thousands of people across generations and levant apples of Nusantara Bersatu in Pematang Siantar, North Sumatra on Wednesday, ahead of the departure of the grand parade of all participants gathered, including elements of the Regional Leadership Coordination Forum, singing and dancing together, mingling with students and representatives of civil society. The Nusantara Bersatu gathering was also filled with prayer by representatives from various regions across Indonesia, who then co-signed Nusantara Bersatu commitment to the Unitary Republic of Indonesia together to other elements. There were also poetry readings by women across generations, speech by local leaders, entertainment, and other attractions. The 022S Coast Military Commander Colonel Gabriel Lema said that the activities were carried out to strengthen the unity of the nation, especially Pematang Siantar pluralistic society within the frame of unity in diversity. Meanwhile, Pematang Siantar Acting Mayor Anthony Siahaan hoped that activity could be a momentum for the city of Pematang Siantar, known to be remarkable tolerant in Indonesia. Nusantara Bersatu Grand Parades were also held in several regions in Indonesia, including in the capital city of Jakarta. The next news comes from Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. Social Affairs Minister Kofifa Indar Parawansa Thursday launched a program of mutual cooperation electronic shop or e-warung in Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. Mataram is the 35th city with e-warung program launched by the Ministry of Social Affairs. According to her, e-warung formed by members of the joint business cooperative can facilitate the beneficiary of the Hope Family Program in meeting basic needs. They can make the purchase of staple goods by using welfare family card. According to the minister, the Hope Family Grant Program could not be distorted, especially because later on the card can also be integrated with other grant programs, including social assistance from the local government, as has been done by the government of Semarang. The last news comes from Tangerang, Banten. The Minister of Communications and Information Rudiantara, along with Tangerang Mayor Arif R. Wismansyah, on Thursday launched a single emergency call number 112 at the Government Center Building, Tangerang City, Banten. The number 112 is used for all emergency calls such as calling the police, ambulance, hospital, firefighters, and other calls related to emergency situation. The minister said with a single number, it is expected people no longer need to memorize a lot of emergency call numbers. According to Minister Rudiantara, the emergency call 112 is still a pilot project and not all cities use it. For now, he said only 4 cities that launched the single emergency number, namely Tangerang, Bandung, Depok, and Bogor. That was news from Indonesia.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Hello listener, welcome to Spotlight of the Week entitled Jakarta International Islamic Conference Produces Jakarta Initiative. The Jakarta International Islamic Conference, or JIIC, organized by the Indonesian Ulama Council, or MUI, successfully produced the Jakarta Initiative. It was read out to the press by Professor of Islamic Studies and Christian-Muslim Relations of the U.S., Yahya Michaud, in Jakarta on Thursday, 1 December. The Belgian-born cleric said a variety of problems that plague human civilization and Muslims partly were caused by the negligence and fault of da'i, or preachers, in carrying out their responsibilities. The condition is exacerbated by the negative influence of Western civilization in the understanding and attitude towards Islam. Therefore, the Indonesian Ulama Council of Jakarta held the Jakarta International Islamic Conference, or JIIC, from November 29 through December 1, 2016, attended by world Islamic scholars such as from China, the United States, the Philippines, Lebanon, Cambodia, Malaysia, Syria, and Singapore, Sudan, Thailand, Turkey, Australia, the Netherlands, Yemen, and hosted by Indonesia. After conducting a series of discussions on various recommendations and ideas with Sharia Foundation around the value of propaganda, the Jakarta International Islamic Conference participation agreed on several commendation represented by the Jakarta Initiative.
Shah Yahya Mishat said that they are expected to be a solution to the propagation of Islam in big cities of the world. The recommendations are, first, calling on scholars and intellectuals worldwide to direct their preaching to promote the true understanding of Islam as a whole. This should be based on the moderate values to strengthen the unity of Muslims in the world. Second, urging scholars to develop the principle of Rahmatan Lil Alamin, or bringing blessing to the world. Third, intensify the propagation of Islam through the internet and social media to spread and strengthen the moderate and harmonious concept. Fourth, urging Muslims' empowerment to increase capacity to carry out the responsibility of da'is or propagators, including their ability to actively contribute to the enrichment of Islamic propagation in the cultural, social, economic, and political fields at all levels, locally, regionally, and globally. Fifth, encouraging cohesive cooperation between the capitals and major cities of participating countries in the propagation of Islam, with the primary purpose of providing solution to the challenges and issues that affect the Muslim community, and creating physical and spiritual comfort which ultimately lead to justice and world peace. Finally, appealing and affirming that in completing the recommendations, it is agreed to form a joint forum which consists of Muslim clerics from the capital and major cities of participating countries in this conference. This forum will be a bridge of communication among Islamic scholars in order to promote human civilization. Chairman of DKI Jakarta branch of the Indonesian Ulama Council, or MUI, Kyai Haji Saifuddin Abdul Ghani, hoped that world Islamic scholars who attended the Jakarta International Islamic Conference can bring the Jakarta initiative as a way of da'wah or propagation in their respective countries of origin. That was Spotlight of the Week.
Here's news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo congratulated the country's soccer squad teams, Garuda, after it defeated the Vietnamese team in the semi-final of the ASEAN Football Federation Suzuki 2016 Championship on Saturday evening. The Indonesian government has finally decided to freeze and the license and assets of PTT Exploration and Production Operation in Indonesia. Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla has asked all parties to shun the approach of putting up a show of force to settle problems, as it results in loss of time, inflicts costs, and leads to mutual suspicion. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry Law Enforcement efforts in eradicating environmental crime across the country have shown positive signs. Indonesia's central bank said that there were signs that banks have started to lend more to clients, and that loan growth might have rebounded in October from its lowest level since 2009. Well, listeners, that was news in brief of our radio world service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including art and culture, places of interest, and also culinary. Today's edition will be introducing Watu Parunu Beach, Sumba. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Sumba Island is an island in East Nusa Tenggara province. Administratively, the island is made up of Southwestern Sumba, Central Sumba, and East Sumba districts. The largest city is Waingapu, the capital of East Sumba. In Waingapu, there are airports and seaports connecting the island of Sumba with other islands in Indonesia, such as Sumbawa, Flores, and Timor Islands. Watu Parunu Beach is located approximately 130 kilometers from the city of Waingapu, precisely in the district of Wulawajelu, East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara. It's a little bit far, but you need not worry because the access to tourist attraction is not difficult. From the town of Waingapu, it takes approximately 3 hours. Although most of the way was paved, there are also some bad parts, so it is advisable to use a vehicle that is a bit high and not a sedan. After traveling for more than 3 hours, you will be instantly greeted by wide stretch of coast, very long coastline. This beach has included the south coast, which is directly connected to the Indonesian Ocean, so the waves are pretty big. But the beach is gentle, so it is safe to swim out to the sea. Watu Parunu is famous for its extraordinary beauty, with high cliffs, which from a distance looks like a rock carved by the sea. The name Watu Parunu derived from Sumbanese, which means batu selam or diving stone. No one knows with certainty the origin of the name. According to the story, it was because the beach is very unique and the stone looks like a gate or archway due to the collision of the cliff and the sea, forming a tunnel or the gate. But what is interesting, the gate that never changed or damaged over the years by the fierce wave. Watu Parunu Beach is so typical. At the end of the beach, there is a towering rock with streaks of unique rocks that seem carved by the sea. This hill section is made of stones with holes. In the vicinity of this beach, you can also camp. Because around the coast, there are no stalls selling food and drinks, then you are suggested to bring sufficient supplies. Cooking food and enjoying coffee at night, looking at the sky full of stars, will inevitably lead to a distinct impression. Memories that is not easy to forget. Also, from up the hill in this Parunu Watu Beach, you will get a superb view of gorgeous sunrise. Therefore, it is recommended that you stay at the beach so you can see the beautiful sight. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, featuring Watu Parunu Beach in Sumba. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Miscellany
on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Miscellany. Today's edition will talk about the Festival Ngopi 10 EU or 10,000 Coffee Drinking Festival. Stay tuned. As an indigenous community people of Using in the traditional village of Kemiran, Banyuwangi, East Java, have traditional culture and tradition which are still maintained until now. One of them is the tradition of drinking kopi together. Using kopi is a special kopi known to have a delicious flavor. The kopi drinking habit is supported by the position of Kemiran village which is surrounded by kopi plantations. To preserve this tradition, the 10,000 Kopi Drinking Festival was held on 5th November 2016, presenting 10,000 cups of kopi to Kemiran village visitor. Acting Head of Culture and Tourism Banyuwangi, M.E. Bramuda, said that the festival was themed Sakcorot Dadi Saduluran, which means that one brew makes all like family. This is a term commonly used by the Using Kemiran village in their kopi drinking tradition. Thousands of cups of kopi were jointly served by every home along with the main road of Kemiran village, which extends to 1.5 kilometers long. Kopi aroma coming from the 10,000 cups created a warm atmosphere in the village located at the foot of Mount Ijen. Visitors were not only invited to enjoy the kopi, but also given the opportunity to follow the treatment process or just brew the kopi. Bramuda said the kopi habits of Kemiran villagers inspired the local government to hold a regular festival which commenced 4 years ago. Drinking kopi is a means to strengthen the relationship of Using in the community, well known for their hospitality and eloquence. Bramuda added that the festival was meant to promote Banyuwangi's kopi as well as to introduce the tradition of drinking kopi in the Using community of Kemiran village. Some areas around the foot of Mount Ijen are known as kopi producing regions. A few months ago was a kopi picking festival was also held in Gombeng Sari village, Kalipuro, Banyuwangi. The festival was packaged nicely, held at night so that the porch of each villager's house became an instant living room. Chairs and kopi tables were brought out of the house and the kopi was served with typical Banyuwangi snacks like klemben, boiled banana, serabi, lanun, lapis, rengginang, various chips, and glutinous rice. Kopi at the festival were served in cups with the same shapes and motifs. Bramuda said that everyone could sit in anyone's courtyard and taste the kopi. In this festival, visitors can also see the exhibition of various kopi products from Banyuwangi, including kopi from Lerek Gombeng Sari, Jarang Goyang Kopi, and Utek Banjar Kopi. In addition, there were also a variety of activities held such as cupping session or the art sniffing, sipping, and gulping kopi. That was Miscellany today featuring Festival Ngopi 10 EU. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Thank you.
again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are a knowledge. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, listener, today I'm Rahma would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcasts. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Koji Hideshima in Japan. Koji Hideshima listened to our broadcast in Japanese language. In his email, Mr. Koji Hideshima said he could enjoy our program very well. He hopes our Japanese broadcast continues forever. Hello, Mr. Koji Hideshima. Thank you for attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really glad because you can enjoy our program. As information, we have broadcast Japanese language since 1978 until now. To inform your impression and opinion, please send to our email voi.english@gmail.com voi.english@gmail.com or to english@voi.co.id english@voi.co.id. Your criticism and suggestion can become input for our broadcast improvement. Well, Mr. Koji Hideshima, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Listener, wherever you are, now we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song. Listener, now we will reply an email from Amir Manzoor in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Amir Manzoor. Thank you for your email dated September 9, 2016. Thank you for your wish to us. We also wish may Allah blessings be with you today, tomorrow, and always. And you can monitor our radio every day. Please always stay with us and give your reception report. Well, Mr. Amir Manzoor, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you.
Kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku, namun takkan mudah bagiku meninggalkan jejak hidupku yang tak terukir abadi sebagai kenangan yang terindah.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday with me, Rahma. Now we continue to reply a comment from Pavel Zuravlev in Russia. Mr. Pavel Zuravlev was listening to our broadcast in German and Spanish language through a frequency of 9530 kHz on the 21st of August. 2016, at 17 to 50 to 18 to 26 UTC. Hello, Mr. Pavel Zurafleff. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. As information, we broadcast through frequency of 9525 kHz and audio streaming www.voi.co.id. So if you are tuned in 9530, there is inference from another radio. As your request, we will send you our QSL card as soon as possible. Please be patient to wait for it. Well, Mr. Pavel Zurafleff, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you, listener, wherever you are, we play a beautiful song now, so happy listening.
Thank you.
Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan page. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com. Or to english@voi.co.id. english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Rahma, thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green. Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Hey, cari kehadiran kekasih yang dapat ku cintai selamanya. Kau bukan yang pertama yang pernah singgah di hati, namun ku rasa kau yang terakhir. Kini telah tiba saatnya untukku untuk memilihmu sebagai pendampingku. Indahnya di
Ararai World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.